From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jane Ratherglass. St. Louis officials will not prosecute 9 people who were charged with trespassing after a confrontation with a gun-wielding couple during a demonstration. The 9 people were part of a group that entered a private and gated St. Louis neighborhood during a racial injustice protest in June. Mark and Patricia McCloskey confronted the protesters with guns and have been charged with unlawful use of a weapon, a felony. Deputy City Councilor Michael Garvin said Tuesday prosecution of the 9 protesters on the misdemeanor charges is not warranted. He also said residents who are trustees of the private neighborhood said they didn't want to pursue trespassing charges. The Boone Hospital Center Board of Trustees and BJC Healthcare announced yesterday that Boone Hospital will transition from the BJC Healthcare System April 1st next year. The Columbia Missourian reports the transition was originally scheduled for January 1st, but was adjusted largely because of the coronavirus pandemic, which has been the focus for Boone Hospital and BJC Healthcare staff. They hope by waiting, the transition can be as smooth as possible. In September 2018, the trustees and BJC agreed that BJC's lease of Boone Hospital would end after nearly 30 years of partnership. After evaluating partnership options with different healthcare systems, the trustees announced in August 2019 that Boone Hospital Center would transition to an independent community hospital. According to previous Missourian reporting, Boone Hospital Center trustees chose this option for the flexibility local control would provide. This would help them create partnerships with local physicians and other healthcare providers and help them reinvest profits into patient care. A new research project at MU is examining the connection between COVID-19 antibodies and community members' behaviors and decision-making, the Columbia Missourian reports. Enid Schatz, professor and chair of MU's Department of Public Health, says the study combines clinical and social science methods so researchers can understand how behavior is tied to the spread of the virus within MU's community. Participants of the study respond to a survey that asks about their habits in the past few months and their perceptions of COVID-19. The study then pairs this information with antibody tests. The antibody test identifies participants who have had COVID-19 over the past several months. Results of the antibody tests also tell researchers about people's immune response after they've been exposed to the virus. So far, the research team has invited a randomized group of 3,000 MU students, staff, and faculty to participate in the study. They are in their second week of testing and plan to continue until late November. Analysis of the results will be public before the start of the spring semester and used to inform MU's decisions about how to best handle the virus. A federal judge has blocked a proposed joint venture between 2 leading private coal companies. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the ruling yesterday by U.S. District Judge Sarah Pitlick in St. Louis halts the proposed joint venture of 2 companies based in the St. Louis area, Peabody Energy and Arch Resources. Pitlick wrote that the Federal Trade Commission, quote, has shown that there is a reasonable probability that the proposed joint venture will substantially impair competition in the market for Southern Powder River Basin coal. In June 2019, Peabody and Arch proposed combining the country's 2 most productive mines which border each other in Wyoming. I'm Jane Ratherglass, KBIA News, Columbia.